want to let y'all know, man, I'm re-signing back with the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. My hometown team. I can't be more excited at this opportunity once again, man.
Credit the Oklahoma City Thunder. As soon as Kevin Durant left to go to Golden State, they made it a priority to re-sign Russell Westbrook.
In an interview with ESPN, Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett called Cutler, quote, the worst quarterback in the NFL. Michael's brother Mark Ellis, a tight end who has played with Cutler, added, quote, I'd be open and he'd throw into double coverage.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining the tribe today. I'm your host, Dave Love. And joining me today is Eric.
Yes, sir.
And of course, Mr. Big Texan himself, Mr. Richard.
That's right.
First topic we're going to talk about with the hot topics is going to be LeBron. LeBron is being the highest paid player in the league. He is getting 3-year, $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take this opportunity to ask Eric, what is your opinion when you hear this?
Man, I feel like, you know, the best player on the planet should be the highest paid player in the NBA.
Okay.
And it was about time he got paid.
Yeah, because he been getting them hometown discounts for a minute, man. So, yeah, it's about time he getting that money. He got that ring for the land.
Mm-hmm.
Pay that man.
Yeah.
That's true. He did get a ring. I'll give him credit. $100 million, but how is Cleveland affording all this? I mean, if you really think about it, I understand it's yearly, but, man, they are dishing some money out.
I mean, what is
it? But Kevin Love last year with his Max deal, Kyrie Irving, you know, his deal's coming up. You know his deal's got to come up.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
If not, he's leaving.
He ain't going nowhere.
I'll tell you that right now.
Kyrie ain't going nowhere.
They also signed Tristan Thompson last year. He got his big deal last year.
He still
got
to get money to J.R. Smith. So,
yeah.
I mean,
so
like I say, where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, I mean, everybody knew LeBron was going to sign with him.
Oh, we all knew LeBron
all knew
was
that.
Going nowhere.
It was just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm surprised he took a 3-year. Usually he does the 1-year.
And you know what he did?
Or the 2-year and the 1-year option.
That's what he did. That's exactly what he did. Yeah, 3-year deal, option after that second year.
Oh, okay. So, well, there you go. Mr. Fax Man himself.
Yeah, you know, I do a little research. You know, I do my research.
So we all know, not all of us talk out of our ass.
Yeah, I know I don't. You know what I'm saying? What I say is real, the truth, and nothing but the truth.
All right, so the one guy that's on the outside looking in, what about J.R. Smith? When are they going to pay him?
Soon. You know, LeBron say J.R. is next. And when LeBron say, people listen.
See, that's
just like with Tristan Thompson. You know, we know Tristan Thompson wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Just like J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith going to get that money. It's a matter of time. But
one thing
going
that's
nowhere.
Good for playing next to LeBron is that if you play good, you know he'll take care of you.
Yeah,
he's not even the
which
manager.
Is true. Right.
He's just a player.
Not the manager. He's the GM.
He got some serious say-so on that team.
He does.
You know, I tell you that.
He does.
Hold on.
He got some clout.
He's the GM and the head coach.
Yeah, but he doesn't got that title yet. And the fact that he's got that much power, that's a good thing. If you play good, you know LeBron will take care of you.
But see, me, I don't know about y'all, I have experience of not having a title, but working at that level. Okay? Just because I don't have that title or LeBron don't have that title don't mean us any less. Would we like that title? Oh, I would.
I would like the title, but I would rather have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
The title is cool, but pay me.
Yeah.
Show me that money.
Before LeBron, though, the highest paid player was Mike Conley.
Which is?
Richard, I want your opinion. What do you think about that when Mike Conley signed that big-ass contract, $156 million?
You know what? I think I was actually at work when I heard about this deal. My friend from Houston texted me and told me that guy got overpaid. Huge. Like, big time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there was another player, too, that got overpaid. I can't remember who. I think it might have been Chandler Parsons.
He got paid
huge. And this guy's been injured for the past couple of years. I don't think he's ever played a full season for the Mavs. And, I mean, players get overpaid in the NBA like crazy. I mean, it happens all the time.
Well, especially this past year. I mean, honestly, with this free agency frenzy.
They throwing money away
throwing
like
money
it's...
money at these middlemen.
Yeah.
Like crazy, like water.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, I'll throw it out there, Timothy Moskov making what, $68 million,
I think? Yeah, he's getting $16 million a season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tiffany Moskoff, he wasn't even a starter last year. How is he getting his money?
But the Lakers, they were desperate, man. They had to bring somebody in, and the best they can do was Timothy Moskoff.
Yeah.
And Luol Deng. Don't forget Luol Deng signed over there too. Mm-hmm. And he's overpaid.
And they re-signed Jordan Clarkson, didn't they?
Not yet. I don't think so. Not yet, but I'm pretty sure it's coming.
Okay.
You know? That's not a fact, but I'm pretty sure it will.
Let's not forget about Ryan Anderson and Aaron Gordon. Or Eric Gordon.
Oh, yes. The big H-Town. Big Texan over there. That's Mr. Big Texan over there.
They're taking the Rockets to the playoffs.
More overpaid players. Eric Gordon is my boy. When healthy, he is a hell of a player.
You know? I'll be surprised if he plays 50 games this year.
But they're giving Ryan Anderson $20 million a season, man.
Yeah, that's what Houston's known for, overpaying, right?
I mean, everybody overpaying, but come on, man, that's ridiculous, man.
But you know what's more ridiculous? Is bringing D'Antoni as the head coach. Yeah. What's that move about? I mean, honestly, Rich, what do you think?
No, I actually heard about that. They did. Daryl Morey, the GM, actually wanted Jeff Van Gundy. And he went to the owner, Leslie Alexander, and he said no, because he already had him on as a coach, and he didn't want to bring him back. So Daryl Morey's hands were basically tied, so he had to go get a coach, and the top guy was D'Antoni.
I mean, but you would think they would want a defensive-minded coach.
Yeah, you would think so.
How bad they were on defense last year.
Yeah.
You would think they would want somebody like Thibodeau or, you know, even like I say, Jeff Van Gundy would have been a choice. Yeah. Good choice. But.
And they go out and get these two free agents who are known for their offense and not their defense. So, and I know that the Rockets brought in a defensive coordinator. I mean, I've never heard that in the NBA. But they got a guy that's going to be strictly defense and defensive coordinator.
So you mean to tell me they was that bad on defense last year that they needed a defensive coordinator in basketball?
In basketball.
In NBA.
Yeah. So that tells you how much it says about our defense on the Rockets.
So are the Rockets making the playoffs next year?
Yes.
What seed?
I told you that our two free agents are going to take us to the playoffs.
I mean, the West is, you know what I'm saying, getting a little, you know, little weaker than they normally are. So I can see them being
the bigger question, does it matter if they make the playoffs? Does any team matter making the playoffs in the West? Because we all know who's taking it.
Oh, yeah, the quote-unquote super team is winning the finals next year.
It sounds a little bit of jealousy there.
A little bit.
So you got all these stars on one team. That kind of reminds me of an NFL team. You remember whenever the Philadelphia Eagles just went out and grabbed every big name? Mm-hmm. They brought them all together and their season was horrible. I'm not saying this is going to happen to the Warriors because it's a different game. But I think that's just too much firepower on one team. I think
it's only one basketball.
Yeah, there's only one basketball. I mean, they got four top players. They got Curry. They got Thompson. They got Green. Mm. They got Durant.
I wouldn't call Green a top player, but he's all right.
He made the All-Star.
He makes it work.
He's the heart and soul of that team, but I wouldn't call him a top player.
Yeah.
But it don't matter, though. You know why? Because Golden State is not winning the championship next year.
Yeah.
Really?
It really don't matter.
Y'all saying Golden State Warriors are not winning the championship.
Golden State is not winning the championship next year. And I'm going to take it one step further. Oklahoma City Thunder will win a championship before Golden State.
Wow.
And remember, I said it.
I didn't know this was Comedy Central, Eric. Straight up, B. You're hilarious, my man.
My man Westbrook just resigned with the team, which I think is a fantastic decision on his part. Not only financially, but from a winning standpoint.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, financially.
Good decision.
I agree with you. Good decision. 3 years. But what other options did he have? I mean,
he had other options.
He had other options, but if he waited to the end of free agency, he would have got paid less.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he would have got more. Actually.
No, he would have got paid less.
The
Thunder even said it wouldn't be as high. I mean, where else would he go? All these great teams now, all these good teams already have good point guards. I mean, seriously, They have good point guards on these teams now. And that's what Westbrook is. But I think it's good for him. I think he wanted this.
Yeah.
I think he wanted this. He won't say it, but I think this is, he wanted Kevin Durant to go somewhere else. Not specifically Golden State, but he liked that Kevin Durant. Yeah. Now he knows he can run the show by himself.
It's his team.
And he's going to prove it. But you're talking crazy if you think that they're going to win a championship Golden State Warriors.
Golden State is not winning a championship next year.
Well, let me tell you the Thunder's depth chart right now. They got Russell Westbrook at point. They got Andre Robertson or Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo, which was a great pickup.
They got Kyle Singler as small forward.
No, that's not going to stick.
Hey, that's who they have right now. Free agency is over. I don't know who they're going to trade.
Next year, they'll be in the playoffs.
Okay.
You know, they're not winning no championship next year. But free agency, how would Blake Griffin look in an OKC uniform? Because you know Blake is a free agent at the next season.
That's true.
And he's not staying with the Clippers. He's not staying in LA with the Clippers.
The Thunder will have to go in free agency.
They're going
to
make a splash.
They gotta
why not Blake?
Something. Yeah, why not?
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying Blake makes that team a quote-unquote super team.
Yeah.
But you put Blake with Westbrook and Oladipo and Cantor and Adams, that's a pretty good damn team, man.
I think Blake Griffin is a little overrated, man.
You can win with Blake.
Yeah, you can.
You know, you can win with Blake. And the fact that, from what it said, Blake and Chris Paul off the court do not get along. So Blake's leaving.
Yes.
And so where's he going?
Let me ask you guys
OKC.
As OKC, losing Durant the way you did, going to the team that knocked you out of the playoffs after you were up 3-1, they come back and win three straight and the Warriors beat the Thunder. Since Durant has a player option next year, because he signed a 2-year deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second year player option.
Mm-hmm.
So say the Warriors don't go to the go to the finals, don't do anything.
No, they'll be in the finals.
They won't win it though.
No.
Right, so who's going to dethrone them? Who's going to beat them in the finals?
What you mean dethrone them?
Oh,
did you realize Cleveland won a championship last year?
Cleveland got handed a championship.
How did they get handed
Cleveland
a championship?
Cleveland got handed a championship.
You know they took it.
That's a different topic for a different day. We'll get back at that topic some other time. We won't have time for that.
Okay,
right
now. With Durant, after he did that to OKC Thunder, what if he opts out of his second year and wants to come back to the Thunder? As the Thunder, would you take him back?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
They will.
Yeah?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, come on. They're going to do that, and they're going to play that, I'm coming home.
Yeah, and all them fans that was burning his jersey and talking shit about him going to be kissing his ass again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, shut your phone off, bro.
That ain't me, man. That ain't my shit.
And the pizza delivery man outside.
There he is right there. How you doing, Mr. Brian?
Oh, man. Just trying to Zach, you know, I'm just about, you know.
He brought us some little Caesars. What you got there, boy?
Damn, a broken phone. That's what I got now.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. What was we talking about here? We were talking about Golden State, and you said you're basically guaranteeing they ain't winning no championship next year.
I guarantee that
is your quote-unquote professional opinion.
You know? I mean, they want to sit up here and, you know what I'm saying, form this quote-unquote super team. Karma going to bite them in the ass, man. Just like it did Miami back in, 2011. Same thing. They formed this quote-unquote super team thinking, we finna win all these championships. But, and that first year, Karma got their ass. Yeah.
But they were going against two Hall of Famers, man.
Who? In Dallas.
Jason Kidd.
Man, right.
Wait, hold on. Jason Kidd, future Hall of Famer.
And fact of the matter is.
Hey, wait, I'm not finished. And the big German himself, Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay, which was a good team. They was a good team that year. They shouldn't have won that series, though. They shouldn't have won the championship that year. Miami was up. The first two games was in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Miami won the first game. Miami was up 15 points with 6 minutes left in the second game.
Mm-hmm.
But lost.
Okay.
That was karma. After that game two loss, I knew they was going to lose that series, which they did.
But they were up in that series 2-1.
Who?
Miami.
Was it 2-1? No, I think they lost game three. I know they lost game two.
Okay.
They was up
somebody 15. Over here is talking out there.
No, yeah, look it up. Look it up. Miami won the first game. They won game one. Yeah. Second game, they was up 15 points with 6 minutes left.
Hold up.
I hear money on that series. That's how I know this.
Just bear with us. It's our first podcast. We're in, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we'll have all the facts.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure who won game three, but I guarantee you Miami lost game two. But they was up 15 points with 6 minutes left.
Let's see.
Because I had money on that series, man. I remember that. And I was upset when they lost that fucking game because I knew they was going to lose that series after that. And that's karma for you. Karma bit them in the ass. The same thing will happen to Golden State this season.
Well, hold up. We'll get back to
Golden State. All right, here it goes. Game one of the finals. Miami over Dallas. Game two.
Dallas
over Miami by two.
Okay, there you go.
You're good. Game three, Miami over Dallas.
Oh, okay. I didn't say Miami didn't win game three. I wasn't sure.
I told you. Somebody was talking out of their ass.
No, I didn't say Miami lost game three. I said I wasn't sure who won game three. But I know Miami lost game two is what I know.
And Mavericks were a fourth seed, right?
No, they had home court.
Oh, they
had because the first two was in Dallas.
Yeah, I see that now.
So they had the best record.
And you forgot about another Hall of Famer. Tyson Chandler.
I told you, this isn't Comedy Central, man.
Don't get me wrong, man. They had a good team, man, but they shouldn't have won that series.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have won that ring that year, the championship that year. I know that's your team, Dave, but you know, the team got lucky. Karma was on their side.
Yeah.
And we all know Cleveland knows the thing about luck. They have first-hand experience on that this past year.
I thought we weren't talking about that to a later date.
Oh, you're right.
All right, next topic. What is it?
All right. Yeah. Next topic, guy. Let's stem away a little bit from the NBA. We'll talk about a little bit about the NFL.
Okay.
And this is
fantasy.
Not fantasy, not right now. But we'll get into that. But I want to quote somebody, Mr. One of the Bennett brothers.
Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett, shut up, man. All right, Michael Bennett. He said Jay Cutler equals the worst quarterback in the NFL. Eric, I know you're a big Chicago Bears fan.
The biggest.
Yes, okay, the biggest.
Get it right.
All right. The biggest Chicago Bears fan that I personally know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you feel about that quote that Mr. Bennett said?
Speaking of somebody talking out their ass, Michael Bennett. Come on, man. You mean to tell me Mark Sanchez is better than Jay Cutler? Ryan Tannehill is better than Jay Cutler?
Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer is a back. We talking about starters. Okay, I figured he was talking about, you know, the worst starting quarterback in the league. But come on, man.
Yeah, you forgot another one, too. Brock Osweiler. You really think Brock Osweiler?
Whoa. I just got a couple of them. I just named a couple of them real quick, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay, we got your view. And of course, I knew that was coming. I mean, would you say, what tier is he? Is he top 10, top 15? Is he right in the middle?
Cutler? I'm a Bears fan, but I'm going to keep it real, though. I mean, he's a... I probably wouldn't even put him, he'd probably be late teens, 20, you know.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
All right,
definitely not top 10. I mean, hell no.
While he's researching that, I'm going to answer my own question.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Eric is absolutely right. Eric isn't the only one talking out at his ass. Okay, Mr., you know, what's his name?
That's
Michael Bennett.
All right. Hey, relax.
They can hear you whisper.
I know they can hear me whispering. Come on.
Stop whispering then. Yeah. Okay.
Michael Bennett.
There
you go.
All right. That's some bullshit. That's some booty chatter. Okay? Straight up. Jay Cutler, I would say he's right in the middle, just like how Eric says.
Right,
I'm a Bears fan.
Of all 32 teams?
All 32 teams. Yeah. I would say he's 16.
You'd be wrong. That'd be one of your rivals. What the?
Yeah. You know, we're alive here, you know.
And that's another person from Minnesota.
Matt Stafford is in the middle, just so y'all know.
Matt Stafford. So where's Jay Cutler at then? Mr. Facts Guru?
He's almost right out of the top 20.
Where's Bridgewater?
He's on the top 20.
He's right. Yeah, he's in the top 20. He's number 19.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, I said late teens. So
I said 16. I was
Bridgewater? Is that who you said?
Yeah, where's Bridgewater?
23.
Okay, then. He better not be over Jay
Brock
Cutler.
Brock Osweiler?
Where is it, Brock?
Number nine. He's number 25.
Oh, okay, right. I'm like, okay, damn. Come on. We pay
playing
up.
Three games out of three games? You know?
So he's saying that Jay Cutler is worse than Blaine Gabbert, who is between Blaine Gabbert or Colin Kaepernick, Robert Griffin.
Go. Right, you got all these.
Geno Smith. Well,
he's not a star. Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Sam Bradford. Come on.
Nick Foles
is out.
You know, so what is he talking about? Jay Cutler's the worst quarterback in the NFL, man. I mean, come on, man. Get the facts straight.
They got Jameis Winston over Jay Cutler.
Jameis
played pretty good last year.
Were you seeing the same games I was seeing?
He played all right. For a rookie, he played all right.
Okay, then what about Mariota?
Mariota played all right.
Better than Winston?
He's ranked better than Winston.
Really? See? Okay, I mean, Mariota.
He was snapping.
Like I say, you got two rookie quarterbacks that played pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll get credit where credit is due. Yeah. You know, but like I say, Jay Cutler's not the worst, so.
But I'll tell you who will be one of the top five this year.
Don't say Brock.
No, don't. Osweiler.
Homer.
He's got, He's got the best wide receiver in the game.
Antonio Brown. Go to the Texans.
What are you talking about?
I didn't know Antonio Brown was in Houston.
Do you want me to bring up those stats again? What he did?
Odell Beckham? I mean, did they sign Beckham too?
Odell Beckham. Who's he got throwing him? Future Hall of Famer. Antonio Brown. Future Hall of Famer throwing at him. Who's Julio Jones? He's got a top five quarterback.
Matt Ryan is not a top five quarterback. Come on,
top
man.
Top 10. Man.
Not even. I wouldn't even say top 10. He's all right.
Let's see what they say.
What the hell do the experts know?
Top 10?
Hell no.
No, he's not top 10.
I knew he wasn't.
He's 12 though. He's right on the out.
You know they can hear you whisper. Remind you, this is our first podcast, so it will be better as we go on.
Yeah, we're learning on the fly.
All right, I'll real talk right here with the fantasy. You say who's your top projected player you want.
For what position?
Fantasy. There's always being one player, the number one. Who's going to be your number one overall pick?
Why am I telling you my number one all
pick? Just say who you want. Doesn't mean you're going to get him. You can say DeAndre Hopkins all you want, but I'm going to get him.
If I get a pick before you,
okay,
I'm getting DeAndre Hopkins, and then I'm going to trade him for two good players for him.
Who are you going to trade with?
You'll see when that time comes.
All right, so DeAndre Hopkins. Eric.
Man, I'm looking at Le'Veon Bell, you know what I'm saying?
Le'Veon Bell.
Depending on his status in regards to week 1 through 4, but I'm looking at Le'Veon.
Okay. And mine is DeAndre Hopkins.
Of course.
D-Love over here.
Homer.
He's trying to take him.
You know, that's his team, so he gonna...
Hey, man, I'm telling you, he's going to break it open this year.
I mean, the Bears is my team, but you don't see me saying Alshon Jeffrey.
Not on the air. But
it is my boy, though. I'm going to probably take him, but it's not with the first pick.
Just so everybody knows, Eric over here said Alshon Jeffery is a top five wide receiver.
See, correct me. Quote me right, man.
Okay,
I said if Alshon stay healthy and play all 16 games at the end of the season, he'll be a top five receiver.
Okay.
Quote me on that.
I'm writing it down. I'm quoting
quote
right now.
Quote me on that.
Double quotes.
That's two quotes I got.
Okay.
Golden State. No, I said OKC will win before Golden State. And Alshon Jeffery, top five receiver after this season.
Alshon Jeffery is ranked 10th out of all the wide receivers.
That's not bad considering he's been hurt.
That's just in fantasy, though. I mean, they got Odell Beckham ranked number one. That's impossible. He's not number one.
That's impossible. No, why is that impossible?
Anything is possible, player. Anything. No.
right now, you take Odell over Antonio Brown?
Man, that's a good one. That's close. That's close. I mean, that could go either way, though.
You got a healthy
that can go either way. Healthy
but
for now.
They're missing. Well, it's good and bad for Steelers because they are missing Martavius Bryant.
Yeah, which is a big loss. Oh,
because yeah, that means all they got is Brown because even Heath Miller's gone. They're tight end.
I mean, Le'Veon gonna take some of that attention away from.
Yeah, when he gets Brown on the field after a couple games is gone.
But I mean, when Brian out last year and Brown still had a kill.
But that's what I was telling Eric about Odell. He's got. I mean, they got two other wide receivers over there. I think Antonio Brown will get more yards, more fantasy points than Odell will. He's got Cruz back this year, and they drafted a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So I think Brown will have a better season than Odell.
All I know is, in fantasy this year, I will be seeing Team Barikwa over there in the finals, okay? And your ass is getting handed to you, straight up.
Oh, now he's trying to see you, Carlos. Yeah. Before he was trying, you selling rich. Oh, no, I mean, you need to, you know what I'm saying, switch away. These divisions. Man, I'm not trying to be in the same division as Carlos.
Run away.
But now he want to see him. All right, well, shit. Durant, I mean...
D-Love.
Dave Love, whatever your name
See,
is.
See, we can't even tell you apart. It's Joanna or Dave Love over here.
Okay, guys, that's what we got as far as the hot topics of this session. We're going to go to another topic called Real Talk, okay? Now, this is Real Talk, okay? I'm going to start off real quick with Ray Allen. I don't know if you guys heard, but Ray Allen is thinking about coming back, you know, and his main reason for coming back is to extend his three-point streak, making more three-pointers because he's looking at Stephen Curry, and he's like, damn, I got to make it harder for this boy. Which, Richard, what do you think about that? Ray Allen, 41 years old, coming back, and that's one of his main reasons. Going to a Milwaukee or Boston, he said, even.
41?
41 years old.
41 years old. Uh-huh. And he thinks he's going to stop Curry. Curry's 28 right now. I mean, he's got years and years to play. Curry might even play close to his 40s. Curry's going to own that record whether he comes back or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thought on it.
And he got to realize if he come back, he's not going to be playing 1-on-1 or just shooting threes with nobody guarding him.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I mean, and he got to play defense. You know? Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I think it's a little silly for him to come for that reason. If he's going to Milwaukee, he's definitely not going for a championship.
No.
You know?
You would think that'd be the reason.
You would think that would be his reasoning. But you know what? I ain't gonna lie. I think if he does come back, one team I would love to see him on, and might be maybe a little biased, is the Chicago Bulls. We do need a shooter on the Chicago team. Yeah. We got all those drivers.
I mean,
come on now, Eric. I know you're a Bulls fan like me.
Yeah, yeah. Huge Bulls fan.
All he has to do is sit out there and wait for that ball to come out. Because Wade Butler going to drive. Rondo's going to drive. You need somebody else there who's clutch.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is with Ray, though, you know what I'm saying? He needs somebody to play with somebody that's going to command a double team.
Yeah.
You know? Otherwise, he's going to be guarded the whole time, you know?
You know Milwaukee.
I'm thinking of Bulls. I mean, who on the Bulls do you need to double team to leave Ray open?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, when you got people driving, you got drivers. I mean, you got Dwayne Wade and you got Jimmy Butler. And, of course, Rajon Rondo. Even though he won't finish, he'll look for the assist. This is what I'm saying. Yeah, Ray Allen's going to have to move a little bit and not just stand there. But he has to move to the corner when Rondo's driving. And then they both be on the same page, and he just kicks it right out. Because it doesn't matter if you're LeBron James or not. If somebody's driving, there's going to be more than one person trying to get after him.
Yeah, I think Ray should just stay retired. You know, I mean, you had a hell of a career and got a couple of rings. I mean, you know, what's the point of coming back, man? Especially if the reason for coming back is not to win. What's the point? Curry's going to break your record regardless, so... It's the matter of time.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Right now we got Ray Allen, number one. He still has... We got Reggie Miller, Jason Terry, and then Paul Pierce.
Jets.
And then Jason Kidd, top, these are the top five right here.
Jason Kidd, future Hall of Famer.
Where is Steph Curry? Let's see.
I mean, he's on the come up. He's just, like I say, when it's all said and done, I don't like Golden State. I don't like Steph Curry, but when it's all said and done, he's the best shooter in the game now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to give him credit for that.
Steph Curry is ranked number 19. So out gotta, of all gotta, those players, number 19.
He got a ways to go, he's but, you know, when it's said and done, he'll be up there.
He's about 1,500 shy okay. of Ray Allen. Hmm.
All right.
So, okay.
All right. Well, we're done talking about Ray Allen's old ass. All right.
Stay retired, man.
Yeah. I agree. Unless you want to go to Chicago, come on board, buddy.
Nope. All right. Next topic.
All right. Next topic. Tim Tebow in the news. Tim effing Tebow. Tim Tebow said he's trying out for the MLB. MLB. He's 29 years old, trying out for the MLB.
Yeah.
Hasn't played baseball since he was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have been.
As you know of. He might do a little something on the side.
Come on, man.
You know, I mean.
You couldn't make it out as a quarterback all those years. And you were, and that was your main sport that you were practicing, focused on, you know, blood and sweat.
But they actually say he was probably a better baseball player than football.
Who said that?
I mean, that's what the word on the street is.
The word on the street? Well, what street is that? Sesame Street?
I seen some highlights. He looked all right out there. You know, we all seen him as a quarterback. I believe baseball was the best sport he was at.
So you believe he, because he's an athlete, a pure athlete.
Once an athlete, always an athlete.
No, okay. So you think.
And he's only 29. I mean, that's.
So you think he has a chance? Not saying, try it, but come on, be realistic. For you saying, I'm going to try to go for the MLB, why don't you just say, you know what?
My thing is, I wouldn't even be able to answer that question because I've never actually seen him play baseball.
But why would you straight out say you're going to go try out for the Major League Baseball? Why don't you say, you know what, I'm going to play some baseball.
Who knows what his skill set is, though, in baseball? You know, I mean, we've never seen him play baseball. He could be, you know, he could surprise some people. Why not try it, you know?
What do you think about that situation, Rich?
Well, actually, I'm looking it up right now, and I don't see anything about him ever playing baseball in college.
Mm-hmm.
So how far back did this guy play baseball?
I think it was high school.
There's no college anything he played. He was just straight football.
Yeah.
I was a good baseball player when I was in high school. They used to call me the Great Hambino. I mean, well, shit. Come on. That was a long time ago. Can you see me running my ass?
And I was pretty good at baseball. I just couldn't catch the damn ball, but when it came to hitting, I could knock the shit out that motherfucker.
A lot of people are saying.
Yeah, I did hear you're pretty good at hitting balls.
I did.
Oh, man.
Some people did say that. Why not just sign in for the ticket sales? I mean, everybody knows Tebow sells.
So they're trying to do a Michael Jordan.
Tebow sell, Tebow wins.
Tebow wins.
He's a winner.
Tebow does win. I tried to tell people about that in the NFL.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know what? Let me get into this next topic. I know we said this is real talk, so we're actually going to get some real talk in. I know we're still talking about sports. But here's one I want to talk about, okay? Tennis. I say the word tennis. I know it's sports, but tennis. This is going to get us into this topic. What comes to your mind, Mr. Eric, when I say tennis?
Serena Williams.
Okay. Richard. Tennis. What comes to your mind?
Maria Sharapova.
Who the hell is that?
What?
I don't know tennis. I know Serena Williams.
The Williams sisters, both of them.
The Williams sisters.
That's what
I think of. Serena Williams is tennis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I want to give out a shout out to Miss Serena Williams, not just because she won, the Wimbledon, the singles and the doubles, same time.
When recently?
Yeah. Recently, a couple months ago there, buddy.
The
Wimbledon.
Yeah, they lost, man.
No, that's the Olympics.
Oh, that's Wimbledon. Okay, that's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Wimbledon
tennis. I just know they lost recently. Mm-hmm.
If you don't know tennis, quit talking out of your ass, like I said. Listen, hold on. Let me get real talk, though. Serena, I have to talk to you, baby. Forget about those white, skinny assholes over there playing tennis. You was one sexy, sexy female. I don't know what these white people are saying. Oh, you look too manly and this and that. You ain't no damn thing wrong with you. I mean, come on. Richard, what do you think?
I've never, I mean.
All right, you can tell who the white guy is in this group.
Man, thick. Thick as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, baby, you know what I'm saying? You know I still love you, but I mean, you know I'm never going to meet Serena. So, but yeah, she's nice, you know? I mean, you know, a lot of guys like them, you know, frail, and they don't like that thickness, that juiciness. I do.
Speak about
you. Well, you guys, you guys' thickness is on another level, though.
Yeah. I know mine is.
I know it's one of the y'all talked about, and it's like, man, it's way too.
Well, that's why, like I said,
I know mine is.
We all know who the brothers on this podcast is.
Make sure you show his picture on the thing. He's the whitest looking one here.
I like a thick too.
There you go.
Man, thick. The thicker the better. Well, not too thick to the point where it's nasty, but, you know, just nice and thick.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and carry it well.
All right. Exactly, yeah. Okay, speaking about thick, I'm going to give a shout out to Jalen Rose.
Jalen,
my man, congratulations. I saw a month ago, hashtag wifey. A picture of a girl you're dating. And could you believe it, Eric? Miss Molly Karam herself.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Jalen, props to you, brother. Eric, my question to you is, and I'm sorry. You know, I know this, you know.
Again, baby, I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Molly Karam, my question is, wifey?
Hell,
is she wifey?
Yeah. I would have wiped her ass on the first after the first date.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he did, cause he put they're just dating. They're just
saying married. I'm like, no.
That's what he did. He hashtag said wifey on there.
Man,
that's
wifey material, man. That's wifey material for real, man. She's fine as hell.
Yeah, you know. And she knows a little about sports. So yeah, I mean, that's a big plus too.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, that's another plus too. That's hard to find that combination. Richard.
What?
What is your, what's your answer to my question? Molly Karam, wifey.
Apologize to your wife. Answer the question.
No, I think I even told you, I think she's too Kardashian-y. She looks, and I'm not a big fan of the Kardashians. I don't think.
I mean, me neither, but.
Mm-hmm. That's what she reminds, that's what she looks like, though. She looks like one of the Kardashians.
So,
I just looked up pictures right now.
You just looked up pictures right now?
Yeah.
You sure you're spelling her name right?
Yeah,
Molly. It's not Dolly, it's Molly.
Oh, yeah, Molly Karam, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I saw.
Okay. Man, she is.
Oh, okay.
Oof.
And I'm supposed to be the white person in this group? Okay.
Jalen, marry that, man. Wife that. Because if you don't, somebody else will.
Mm-hmm.
Quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another topic I'm going to talk about, real talk. You know, my man this past Sunday, Ichiro, hit his number 3,000 hit, okay? You know what? I saw it on SportsCenter. And I lost some respect for this man.
Why is that?
I'm watching SportsCenter. This dude started playing for the major leagues since he was 28. So over a decade, this man bringing out a damn translator. A translator. You've been in this country making money, and you're still having a translator? You couldn't tell me you couldn't be up there saying, you know, oh, I hit the ball and baseball's been very good to me. Something. No, you gotta have a damn translator and speak a damn lick of English. That shit is sad. I cannot stand that.
I agree, man. It's real embarrassing, man. He's been up in this country, what, at least 14 years. I mean, come on, man. Learn the language.
Learn the language. I mean, honestly, come on now. If I was in Mexico or even Japan, since we're talking about Ichiro, you think I'm going to go to Japan for 10 plus years and not know one damn English word, not how to get around? Man, I would have been chopped up and whatever over there.
You should be fluent in it by now.
Fluent,
but come on, but you
simple
should,
stuff.
You know, yeah, you simple things.
I mean, come on.
You should be able to ask the questions, you know.
You don't have to be perfect English.
How long was his speech? Was it a long speech?
It was simple questions. It was just like questions, how do you feel?
Did he give a speech or he just answered questions?
He just answered questions. Oh, he didn't really give a speech. Okay. It was on a podium, a press conference. He just said, you know, I don't know, konnichiwa, or whatever he said. And then he had the translator saying, you know, basically baseball's been pretty good, and he did it for the fans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But anyways, how do you feel about that, Richard?
Well, I come from a different... I mean, I got family members that are from Mexico, and they still don't know English, and they've been here for years and years and years. Damn. I mean, some people just don't pick it up. Some people... But his situation is different, though. I mean, he plays for a baseball team, and he's around media all the time. You would think he'd want to learn English, because media's only going to ask in English. So, I mean, it's a little different with his situation, so...
Okay. All right.
To me, it is.
Talking about people talking to the ass. Okay, guys. All right. We're going to wrap this up, okay? I'm glad. Thank you for listening to this. I hope you liked it. Click the like button, you know. You can catch us on Twitter at Tripod. And if you have any questions, you know, go ahead and Twitter us. And any topic. It could be anything. About a movie that we saw. I know Richard saw Suicide Squad. He can give you a quick review of Suicide Squad. Anything. Anything crazy, you know. You know, I'll give you one topic. You know, do black people watch Star Wars? You know, I mean, anything like that. You know, I know it's crazy. It's just out of the blue. I'm not just saying.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
Hell no.
I mean, I seen the new Star Wars.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
Yeah?
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's newest, newest, the last one.
Yeah.
The last one. What was that? The Return of the Jedi?
I don't know too much about the name. Right? Black people are Pokemon characters. You ain't gonna, you know, you'll get the right name. Like, we'll tell you the movie in a year. Like.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our producer.
You know.
And we just want people to know this isn't just a sports podcast.
No, we want to, you know, there was a lot of sports topics here. We want it more than just sports. We want everything.
First time, you know.
First time. Send us any questions, please, on any topic, you know. Fill us in. We'll give our opinions on it. And we'll also, if you write your own opinion about it, we'll say it on the air, yes. You know. And on that note, too, go ahead and check out our producer. Check out my man at _ Great Diamonds TV. And go ahead and click the like button on those videos, all right? You won't be disappointed. And last but least, remember, everyone, dream big, but live bigger. Peace.